You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions.
Despite ever more sophisticated medical technology and more expensive health care, chronic diseases are increasing. If mainstream medicine is doing its job, why are the rates of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease rising instead of decreasing? The estimated number of people exposed to unnecessary hospitalization annually is 8.9 million admissions. Medical errors are the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Centuries ago, people died from infections, plagues, and flus. Today, it can be said that we die from toxins in foods and the toxic side effects of drugs. Obesity and diabetes have become the new plagues of our time. What can we do? How can we turn our focus from a sentence of perpetually taking more and more drugs to creating a new model of healing care? Today, we'll be looking at how many of us are choosing a toxic lifestyle and what we can do to transform it into a healthy one with our guest, Dr. Roberto Tostado. Dr. Roberto Tostado has been practicing medicine for over 26 years and is board certified in regenerative and anti-aging medicine. He's a fellow of nutritional and digestive medicine from the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, dedicating his practice exclusively to preventative and regenerative medicine. He's one of the new breed of doctors pioneering in an integrative approach to wellness. Dr. Tostado inspires his patients with the simple, powerful idea that good food is medicine. He received his degrees from Columbia University, the University of Michigan Medical School, and a USC medical residency at the California Medical Center in Los Angeles. He founded the iBody Wellness Center in San Marino, California. He's the author of WTF, or What the Food is Wrong with Our Health, a Rebel Physician's Manifesto for Reversing Disease and Increasing Smiles. Join us for the next hour as we explore how to truly reverse chronic health conditions with our guest, Dr. Roberto Tostado. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. I'll be your host. Welcome to New Dimensions. Roberto, welcome.
Thank you, Justine. I greatly appreciate being here.
I appreciate your being here as well, because this is a subject that's touching all of us these days.
Absolutely.
I'd love to begin just a little bit with your background, because you started off as internal medicine or a physician within a HMO healthcare system.
Right.
And then you decided after some time that that wasn't really the way you wanted to practice medicine. Tell us that story, please.
Well, it does start in medical school where I realized that we weren't being taught nutrition. And here I thought when I was going to become a health provider that that would be an integral part of what we would learn. And instead, we received 2 years of pharmacology in our first 2 years of medical school. And I was really having a difficult time understanding why this was the emphasis. And so there was a part of me that wanted to quit medical school and actually took a year off to consider this. Realizing, though, that I had accrued so much debt and I should become a doctor to pay off all these debts, I continued on this journey. And through my residency program after medical school, the same emphasis of pharmacology, treating disease, but there was no notion whatsoever in terms of nutrition. So I was a little disheartened. That being said, I went into my specialty of family practice, and I worked at Kaiser, amongst other clinics. And throughout the years as a family practice doctor, I felt I was being in an excellent position, listening to my patients, giving them the prescriptions that they needed. But then I noticed a pattern. And what I saw was patients coming back over and over again for this side effect or that side effect. Or yeah, they were getting a little bit better, but they still felt ill. They still felt tired. And so over the years of family practice, I started to develop a crisis within myself. It was like a crisis with my conscience. I felt that I really wasn't helping people, that all I was doing was managing their disease. So then I went to this conference, which was an epiphany for me. This was like in 2000, 2001. And at this conference, as I mentioned in the book, I felt that I was seated with my fellow defectors, other doctors who felt like I did, where we knew we could do something else and help people heal and not just manage their disease. So there's this one neurologist who was giving us a talk on the top 10 causes, most popular causes of death in the United States. And after heart attacks, strokes, and cancer, number 4 was pharmaceutical prescriptions. Essentially, I realized then and there I was a licensed killer, that I was prescribing medication that could potentially kill a patient. Now, do we sometimes need an antibiotic or insulin or a surgery? Something traumatic happens and you need emergent care? There's no question. But that really isn't what I'm getting at in my book. I'm talking about the other 90%. The primary care, not the tertiary care. The primary care where we're focusing on prevention, where we're focusing on helping people become well and to become healed. So this is when I decided to quit traditional medicine and to go back to what I didn't learn in medical school, namely nutrition, so that I could apply these principles to my patients as I did to myself. Because at the time, I had obesity, I had cholesterol issues, I had chronic fatigue when I was working at Kaiser. And so when I started looking at food differently, started looking at eating whole foods versus the fast foods that I was eating on a daily basis, I was a donut-aholic. That's why I have a donut on the cover of the book. I truly was. And so my point being that I realized that as I was eating wholesome foods, and I'm not talking about dieting. In fact, I'm against diets. I'm talking about eating things that don't have ingredients, like broccoli's broccoli, an apple's an apple. You don't have to read an ingredient label. And so I started eating the proteins and fruits and vegetables and legumes that I enjoyed. And I wasn't careful about calories or any kind of restriction this way. And so over this period of time, I started losing weight without trying. It was because the foods I was eating were helping me burn energy, not store fat. And that's a lesson I learned. And so this same principle was the same principle I use at my clinic now.
So going back to what you were trained, push drugs, so right. to speak, right. you know, and I know right. your background, you grew up in East L.A.
Right.
And so here you are now, you're a licensed drug pusher in that way. You described that in the book, which kind of got my attention. But but what would you have to say? We are barraged by all these TV ads that just show us all these drugs that would, we're even learning about new diseases we never even thought we would have, or maybe we think, oh, I might have that. Do you know what I'm talking about? What do you think of that?
Well, I think these commercials are very powerful in their messaging because they'll show people that have issues of obesity, and they'll be situated on a beach or somewhere that's fun. And the commercial goes on and on with this imagery going on in the background. Well, just take this drug and you'll be fine. So people will identify with this commercial and say, well, you know, I look like this person in the commercial and this drug is helping them. They look happy on the beach. Their dog is smiling. I guess I'll be happy. So it's already connecting that disease is okay, that abnormal is normal. And that's the problem. We have normalized abnormality. Disease is almost anticipated and expected. And so you're absolutely right. When we see these commercials, it's impacting us to believe that I will end up like this one day and there's a solution for me, and it's that medication.
Now, let me ask you about diabetes in particular.
Right.
And I know a bit about this because my husband died of diabetes. So it really are complications of the disease of diabetes. And then I was diagnosed with diabetes, even though now when I take blood tests, it's not showing up there. But I get that they say once it's diagnosed, it never goes off your chart. What can you say about that? I mean, like, so my HMO will say I'm never cured, so to speak.
Well, you'll have a genetic propensity is what that means, really. It's like an alcoholic. Once they stop, once they go back, it's going to return. So this is what I tell all my patients. Once we reverse their diabetes, reverse their obesity, their chronic issue, I tell them what is happening is truly the transformation of the mind, because now you really know how to eat. In other words, you didn't do a diet for 1 to 2 or 3 months and then resort back to where you used to be in terms of your eating. So what I tell my patients is, we are going to go on a path to help you reverse your diabetes, for instance. And once we accomplish that in 2 or 3 or 4 months, sometimes 6 months, during that process, they have learned how to eat the way they enjoy, because there's no one way of eating. There is no one size fits all. And that being said, these patients have transformed in their mind their lifestyle and how they're going to eat.
So, Roberto, I know that you use in the subtitle of your book, Rebel Physician. Can you tell us why you use Rebel Physician?
And that is thank you to my editor, because once he got to know me over the course of helping me with the editing of my book, he realized I was a rebel for this one reason, because I'm helping people heal. I'm offering broccoli instead of a drug. I'm offering to enjoy fish instead of hamburgers and fries every day. So if being a rebel in my situation means that I'm helping people heal and to feel happiness again and to smile more, then I'll take being a rebel any day.
I want to remind our listeners that I'm here with Dr. Roberto Tostado, and he is the author of WTF, What the Food is Wrong with Our Health, A Rebel Physician's Manifesto for Reversing Disease and Increasing Smiles. And if you want to know more about his work, you can go to his website, theibody.com, and that's spelled V-T-H-E, then the letter I, body.com, theibody.com. Or you can get there through the New Dimensions website, newdimensions.org. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. You're listening to New Dimensions. Thank you. I'm here with Dr. Roberto Tostado, and he is the author of WTF, What the Food is Wrong with Our Health, A Rebel Physician's Manifesto for Reversing Disease and Increasing Smiles. And there's a quote that I actually sent around to my Instagram and put it on my Facebook because I thought it was really applies to so much that you use in the book. And this is an Aldous Huxley quote that he said in 1961. And I want to read it because I think it's really very interesting. He said, "There will be in the next generation or so a pharmacological method for making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak, producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution." So, Roberto, he's really talking here about how we're just distracted and we're headed towards this whole system of giving in to this kind of health care, or not care, as you would say, but health system.
Well, it is. I see it as disease care. And that's how we have to look at this in a very honest way. And so when I saw this quote by Aldous Huxley, I thought it absolutely pertained to our current situation, our current system. Because we are indoctrinated into this system where once you are sick, there's this reflexive attitude of the physician that now we're going to put you on X, Y, and Z medication. And us, as the patient, as the recipient, this is what we anticipate and this is what we expect. So we do have this disease mindset. And that's why in the book I say health starts in our mind. Health is a mindset. Because it's how we look at it that will determine whether we live with a chronic disease or if we choose for ourselves to want to live free from the disease. But our medical system, as I mentioned, in medical school, where we're taught pharmacology for 2 years, that's significant. That's half of your medical school education. And it's perpetuated throughout your training and residency. And we always see these pharmaceutical reps coming to us to push their wares, so to speak. Never have I ever seen a nutritionist come to me and say, "Have you ever considered giving bananas and apples to your patient?" Never.
There's no money in it.
There's no money in it, right? And so this is why I tell a lot of my patients who unfortunately or fortunately see me as too radical in the sense that they're so used to this other side where you come up with symptoms of diabetes. So you put on the appropriate medication. And what does the doctor say? "I'll see you every 3 months. We're going to check your A1C. We'll check your blood sugars. And you'll be on this medication for the rest of your life." Now, when I see a patient, I congratulate them on being diabetic. And they're like, "What do you mean congratulations?" And I say, "Well, you've come this far and you've created this diabetes in your body. Now today is your opportunity to reverse this." "Oh, you mean I could reverse this? I thought I had to live with this all my life." And my point is, and I think this is what Aldous Huxley is referring to, we do become anesthetized. And we think that, oh, well, it's disease, it's serious, and this medication sounds very important. I better take this, like my doctor says. But on the contrary, I tell people you can become your own healer by the choices you make every single day on what goes into your body. So it's not coincidence that we have this opioid epidemic and that we have this epidemic, as you read earlier from the book, of diabetes, obesity, what I call the metabolic diseases, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And for that matter, men becoming emasculated because of all these toxins in foods, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, and hormones, where testosterone levels have come down And so now men go see their doctor. Doctors say, well, I really don't know what to do with this because the blood lab says you're normal.
Or take Viagra.
Or take Viagra. And the whole thing about you're normal, even though I feel terrible. So there's a disconnect there. And my point is that because we're not educated in nutrition, because in a doctor's mind, if you were to open up a doctor's head, it would say prescribe, 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 and what's for lunch? It's not, what can we do to help you reverse your disease?
Well, let's talk about, I know that you talk a lot about toxins in the book and how we are just surrounded by toxins. We may not even know how many toxins we're exposed to. Can you say something about that?
Right. And unfortunately, you are correct. A lot of these are hidden from us. So all of us are in the dark when it comes to toxins. But this is why I do emphasize to my clients, to patients, to anyone willing to listen, to start eating more organic foods or foods from your backyard, because farms that are not organic are using pesticides, herbicides, poisons essentially as fertilizers that we eat. And it's never a good idea to eat poison. So the point is that, and now you have what's called GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And scientists have shown that GMOs that are for preservation of foods, produce, can be cancer-causing in animals. So we can extrapolate that to the human. And because hormones and antibiotics are injected into cows and chickens to increase their size, increase the meat muscle, we consume this as well. So it's bad for the animal and it's bad for the person. And so these chemicals that are injected into animals are cancer-producing as well. Breakfast cereals. People think that breakfast cereals are so fantastic for their children and for themselves. And I always tell people, put the Captain Crunch down and pick up some organic eggs. You're much better off with eating real food. Because unfortunately, a lot of these foods and these produce that are made with the pesticides and toxins, they cause inflammation and cancers and disease in our body. So what happens is that our body has to produce fat to insulate us from these toxins. So our body has evolved over the last half century or more, where we have become larger as people compared to a century ago because of all the toxins that we've been exposed to, whether it is in fruits, in proteins, mercury in ocean waters. So if we eat a lot of tuna or mackerel or marlin, we're going to have mercury exposure. So toxins are everywhere, Justine. They could be in water, they could be in air, electromagnetic waves, but primarily in our foods, which we consume every single day. And this is why I always ask my patients, you have a choice. Do you want to put toxic food in your body or do you want to put cleaner food in your body? But I say this not to feel so structured and regimented, but more in an open manner so that people are learning to eat their fruits, their vegetables, their beans, their proteins of choice, but have the occasional donut, have the piece of cake, have the wedding cake, whatever the case is, so that you feel a certain balance, but you're balanced towards health and healing.
What I notice as I have changed my diet to really go along more with what you're saying here, and I have lost quite a bit of weight this way, and what I notice is that there are certain oils. Let me put it this way. When I was eating sugary sort of stuff, I just craved more sugary sort of stuff. It just never got satisfied. I would just eat more of that. But what I found was when I ate things that I didn't think I should eat that had oil in them or even protein, that if I added certain proteins to my diet, I was more satiated. I felt full. I felt satisfied.
Yes.
Like I didn't with the sugary. So what is that?
You bring up an excellent point where I mentioned everybody's a carboholic until proven otherwise. I was a carboholic. And the point is because we do focus a lot on sugary-based foods or even things like bagels or what's typical breakfast, like cereals or some kind of bread, a croissant, and or coffee with all these syrups and caramels. And the point is that these types of processed carbohydrates are the cheapest form of fuel. So you're absolutely right. You'll consume these, and an hour later, you're starving. Or people who eat a lot of rice, for example, white rice, they'll eat this, and they'll be hungry an hour later. you contrast that with putting good fats like avocados or eggs or even organic butter, coconut oil, olive oil. These are great oils to consume. You do feel more satiated and more satisfied, and you'll stay full with more energy for hours versus focusing on these processed bready type foods or pizzas and pastas and ramen and things of this sort. Those are the once in a while foods. But when you focus more on these other high dense foods, it's better for the brain. It's better for your digestion. It's better for your energy. And this is why I'm always talking to my patients who are parents. Make sure you feed your kid good fats, because that's what they need for their brain development. When you give them sugars, cereals, sodas, they're bouncing off the walls. They can't focus. And now you're seeing childhood obesity and childhood type 2 diabetes. In medical school, we used to call it adult onset diabetes. You don't hear that term anymore. Now it's just type 2 because you have about 9, 10, 11-year-olds who are obese with diabetes.
Let's talk about the liver as and what its function in the body is and how we can support our liver.
Right. Well, the liver is the main filter of our body. It has a myriad of functions, from coagulation of our blood when we're cut, to removing toxicities from our bodies, producing bile for digestion of fats. So it's the liver that we do focus on in terms of this whole detoxification process that we have, which is all whole food based. And people are introduced to cleaning their liver, so to speak. And the analogy I give, it's like changing the filter of your car. It runs better. You change the filter of your aquarium. The fish are healthier and it's cleaner. So since we don't change our liver per se, we could clean our filter through formal detoxes, whether it's something that is commercial, or by eating more fruits and vegetables, say for a week, and only drinking water, avoiding processed foods, avoiding alcohol, avoiding caffeine. And what we're doing is we're resetting our livers to clean toxins that we've accumulated in our bodies over time, over months, over years perhaps. And this allows the liver to remove toxins at a high level so that the liver can now focus on burning fat. And this is why I always tell my patients, a clean liver is a lean body. So drinking water is to actually clean our livers, because the liver wants to be hydrated so that it could facilitate the removal of these toxins from foods, from water, from the chemicals we're exposed to on a day-to-day basis, so that it can now work on producing energy. That's where also our sugar is stored. So the liver can now balance sugar storage and fat burning by cleaning the liver. So this is a concept that we introduce to our patients every single day. And when they go through this three-week detoxification process of eating whole foods and organic powders that we've created out of whole food vegetables, people have lost as much as 30 pounds in 3 weeks just from cleaning their liver. And most importantly, it's transformative because they're understanding how food can be so critical in their healing.
I'm here with Dr. Roberto Tostado, and he is the author of WTF, What the Food is Wrong with Our Health, A Rebel Physician's Manifesto for Reversing Disease and Increasing Smiles. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. You're listening to New Dimensions. I'm here with Dr. Roberto Tostado, and he is the author of WTF, What the Food is Wrong with Our Health. And if you want to know more about his work, you can go to his website, theibody.com, and that's spelled VTHE, letter I, body.com, theibody.com, or you can get there through the New Dimensions website, newdimensions.org. Roberto, I want to ask you a question. This was really odd in